Now, on the line, I have Senator Lynn Boylan. Tell me, and this is one, and even though I'm from the area, I have to be honest, my knowledge of what's happening with the Stardust families, it wouldn't be the greatest. I come from the other end of the constituency. I come from down around Fairview. That's where I'm originally from. And even though I would have been at that age, I would have been, I don't know if it was in my late teens, early 20s, when the Stardust happened. I wasn't involved in this area, and up here in Coolock. Tell us what's happening. And I'm just reading some of it here. I'm a bit taken aback that at this stage the families are still having problems assessing legal aid and so forth. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, no, and it's a complex legal issue, unfortunately. Look, putting aside the struggle the families have had for decades to get justice, when the new inquest was granted, I suppose that gave a lot of hope to the families that finally they would get to the bottom of, you know, what happened that night, and it would all come out into the public domain. But I suppose it's the first time we've had an inquest of this significance in the state. You know, it's 48 young people lost their lives. So the legal team representing the families made the case to the government that they needed to have a special vehicle, special purpose vehicle, to set up the funding of the inquest, but also how that inquest was going to be ran. And they pointed to the Hillsborough inquest in England and the Ballymurphy inquest in the north, which was, you know, large-scale inquests. Unfortunately, the government, so they did provide funding. They have set up a dedicated venue for the family. So there's a lot of things that have gone very well. But the issue is around the funding of the legal representation. And the government decided, in their wisdom, to choose the legal aid route. And again, the legal team went back to the Department of Justice and said that the legal aid route is not an appropriate route for something of this scale. One, because it's very restrictive in terms of who can access legal aid. But secondly, each family would have to get a certificate. There's a per day rate. The legal team were worried about escalating legal costs and things like that. So there was a bit of a stalemate for a number of months. That then was broken, and the government said, no, look, we will deal with all of the issues around escalating costs. We'll put that aside. But we're insisting on going down the legal aid route. So we're now in the situation where families are being asked for, you know, very personal details about their income. They're being asked for bank statements. They're being asked what car they drive, their PPS number. So in some instances, some of the families have provided that information and have now been told they're not eligible for civil legal aid because they're over the income threshold. And other families, I can understand where they're coming from, are just refusing to give that information because they've waited 40 years for this inquest. They've had commitments for government that there would be no barriers to any family accessing justice, and they don't agree with having to now provide this information. So that's sort of where we're at the moment. The point that we've been making, and I was making, I've spoken a number of times now in the Shana just on this specific issue, but on Monday we did have, I suppose, a minister in to respond on behalf of the government, and it was that in the original Civil Legal Aid Act, there is a reference to a financial waiver, but it requires a minister to sign a statutory instrument to bring that into force. And that's what we're waiting on the minister to do. So that's where we're at in terms of the inquest, and it's holding up there, the inquest getting underway.
I have to say, I find these type of things very difficult to understand. From the point of view of, as you say, all this takes is the minister to sign a statutory instrument. Now, this is all being held. It's a bureaucracy that's holding all this up. And we, in this country, we have a tendency, I believe, we have a tendency to use our bureaucracy to just stop things. And we don't actually look at it from an empathy point of view. And these things should all be looked at from the empathetic point of view. What is the right thing to do? And if it's the right thing to do, even if, you know, we need a minister to sign it, it just should be done. There shouldn't be any questions about this. It just should be done.
I agree 100% with you. And we know like, that the government can act with incredible speed when the political will is there. And I made this on social media out of frustration about 2 weeks ago on this issue. We've seen with the mandatory hotel quarantine statutory instruments signed on a daily basis. They were signed to allow people who'd been vaccinated to bypass statutory quarantine. They were signed for different countries to be added to the list. So they can be done when there's a political will to do it. And as you said, when it suits to slow things down or obstruct, bureaucracy is used as an excuse. And, you know, it's very, very frustrating I can't imagine what it's like for the families, because, as I said, the hope that they have with the inquest and finally getting the truth out there. But what's very frustrating for me as a politician, and I know there is a lot of support across parts in both the Dáil and the Seanad for the Stardust families, because of the nature of being a statutory instrument, there's very little we can do other than to jump up and down and make noise. We can't bring motions to the Dáil. We can't, do you mean, so we can't bring the legislation. So we're really hamstrung that the minister just needs to do this. And our problem now is Minister McEntee is gone on maternity leave, and I congratulate her. I believe she had a healthy baby boy this morning. But we now have a new minister filling in who will have to get up to speed. And that then gives you concern that we're going to even have further delay of just getting this done. So it's really, really frustrating at this stage.
Now, and as I've said, my in-depth knowledge of what's going on with the Stardust inquiries and so forth wouldn't be great. But at the same time, I understand what happened. In that the number of people died, what was it, 43?
48
young people died at the time, but not just 48 people died, the amount of young people who's had their lives destroyed because of damage to their lungs, damage to their mental health, the amount of families that have been destroyed over it. It's where I come back to the thing of empathy. It's a non-brainer. It's just do it.
No, absolutely. And I mean, we've had I'm not sure if you saw the report that came out from the Council of Civil Liberties. Are looking at the inquest system in Ireland in its entirety. But Professor Phil Scratton, who worked on the Hillsborough inquest, carried out that study for them. And one of the examples he gave was the original inquest into the Stardust and how badly they were done. They were rushed, and how the families were let down, and how this new inquest really does offer that hope and opportunity to do right families and to get all of the information out into the public domain. But as you said, we need to get it done. I mean, here alone, we've lost a number of relatives of the victims. So look, time is ticking on, and it is putting a huge mental toll on the families, you know, that this has been delayed, and delayed needlessly.
And tell me, if any of our listeners out there want to do something and to support this, to get it moved on, get it done, what can they do?
I would encourage them to, you can always contact your local TDs and let them know that you want them to raise this issue, but also contact Department of Justice, the Minister for Justice. And if you've access to a computer, you will find out there. You know, let the Minister know that if this is an issue, that it's not just about the families, it's the entire Irish public are behind the families. I mean, 48,000 postcards requesting the new inquest to prove the point that this is more, much wider than just the families. This is something that the Irish public 100% support. And I think it's important now that we still stand with the families and let the department know that they, you know, the public are with them and they want the Minister to just sign that statutory instrument and get it done.
Senator Boylan, thank you for talking to me today. And also, I'd like to thank you for staying with this, because it would be so easy, because this happened so long ago, it would be very easy for our politicians to just say, oh, well, it's long ago, forget about it, push it aside. Thank you for keeping it to the front and front of our minds and supporting the families.
No, and thank you for allowing me to come on and to let people know about the issue. Thank you.
Absolutely delighted. Thank you very much.
Thanks a million.
All the best. Bye-bye. There we go. That was Senator Lynn Boylan. And she was telling us about what's happening, the stonewalling of the Stardust families and the what's holding up the inquiry. And it just takes the minister to sign a statutory instrument and the process can get going. And hopefully, hopefully, that some of the families can get some closure on this.